Guinness, sit on the flank. Hodges marks and it's in the bank. Another goal to the Crow Crusade. I said, nicely played by Adelaide. McDermott causes a big sensation. Goals from a tricky situation. Pass the Woody's lemonade. Said, nicely played by Adelaide. Yeah, nicely played by Adelaide. Lead guitar. Jarman has a trick or two. He will show them both to you. Mickin and Nick restrut their stuff. Take it from me, they're really tough. Tregenza wins it on the ground. It goes without a soul around. Bruce Lindsay's football's David Hooks. Johnny Klug's got the funny looks. They're all South Australian made. I said, nicely played by Adelaide. Yeah, nicely played by Adelaide. Yeah, nicely played by Adelaide. I said, nicely played by Adelaide.
We're going to help out the Adelaide listeners, or we hope we will anyway, because we've just found out that their first match here in Melbourne is at Windy Hill, no less. That's a real baptism of fire. We think we should give them a few tips, don't we, Torch?
Well, I think going to Windy Hill particularly, I don't know whether Chris has had any experiences out there, but I certainly have.
It's
not always the friendliest ground to go to.
It's a great exhibition ground, isn't it? The way some of the kids from the local high schools get down outside the toilets along that tin fence and do all sorts of things that I didn't think 14-year-olds did. I wonder whether 14-year-olds in Adelaide do that sort of thing.
Chris, we're talking to Adelaide listeners. We're going to keep it at that sort of level. Now, let's tell them what to do once they arrive at Tulla.
Well, if they come in by plane to Tullamarine, make sure you get on the bus that is going through Essendon. What you want to do, it might be on the team bus as well, but what you must do is take the Buller Road turn off and go down Mount Alexander Road. Turn left at the Brickmaker's Arms, and then if you want to get out and have a bit of a stretch of the legs, just jump out over the railway bridge and follow the crowd and you'll end up at the ground. Make sure you go to the ground that's got the grandstands. If you happen to turn up at an oval which Due to Stars are playing, ask directions, but ask very politely.
I should also point out something to Adelaide listeners, is we have more than one tram here also, and it's not fenced off. You do actually have to stop at the trams, otherwise you're going to have to kill people.
And they go to different places, Helen. I think that's the big thing. You don't just, if you want to go to Glenelg, you don't just jump on any tram in Melbourne.
Yes, well, do we know the number? I think it's probably something like a 56.
You've got to be able to count and go to the football here. That's a big change.
57,
I mean, Tony McGuinness said he learnt more in 5 years here than in 20 years in Adelaide, so I don't know whether he's talking about football or the education system, but you would have to know how to count to get to the football.
Well, it's a small thing, but just watch those trams, and also with the cars on the road, we do have a number of cars on the road, so that when you do stop at the stoplight, there's likely to be other cars there.
And Swanson Street's not a mel yet if you come in after
game. If you're coming in by the train and you get off at Spencer Street, well, the idea then is to get on the train and take the train to Essendon. There's no station called Windy Hill. The station you get off at is Essendon. Ask somebody when you get there. If by some fluke you happen to miss Essendon and you keep going past Jacana, stay on the train, go all the way to Broadmeadows, and stay together.
Stay there till about 3 o'clock in the morning when the boys come home from a night on the town.
And then take the train back again.
And probably if you're out at Broadie Torch, it'd be a good idea to wave around your Adelaide scarf in the pub, wouldn't it? Especially if Adelaide's won by 10 goals.
What I would do then was, once I got back to Essendon, I would follow the crowd. I wouldn't carry too much with me, especially
No deck chairs, because you'll definitely want to make a quick exit from the ground, whether you win or lose. And the one thing that very important for the Adelaide supporters is, don't identify yourself in any way at all in the Essendon ground.
It's a bit of a psychological leap, isn't it? Because in Adelaide, you've got about 20,000 Adelaide supporters and 2 Victorians, and you can give the Victorians hell. And, I mean, probably in the first couple of minutes, it'd be a good idea to pick out the lone Essendon supporter in the crowd at Windy Hill and give that person hell.
Also, if you end up at a place which is very slopey and very bituminised, and it's under where the windsock used to be, don't barrack for the Adelaide Crows. In fact, start barracking for Essendon and hide all paraphernalia.
In fact, there's parts of the ground that slope, aren't they, which are very much Essendon strongholds. So you should be aware of that as well.
It's funny over in Adelaide, isn't it? There aren't any slopes. I mean, the whole place is just dead flat.
Any other sorts of on-ground behaviour that we think is important?
Well, for me, I'd say that if you have to leave Essendon very quickly, and you may have to do that, Saturday afternoon shopping has been in vogue in Melbourne for quite some time, so you could whip down to the city and catch a bit of quick shopping in the...
But only with hard cash. I mean, if they hear those South Australian adjectives and adverbs in your voice, they'll want to know whether you've got money in the bank.
All right, and the last tip would be that with the pies here, you're going to have to bring your own pea soup.
And your own can of ammonia, too, to make it smell like a pie floater.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, g'day, Dad.
Yes, who's this?
Dad.
Hello.
Donny.
Yeah, speaking.
Yeah, Don here, mate.
Hello, Don. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate.
Terrific to speak to you.
Yeah, good to talk to you, too, mate.
Where are you calling from, pal?
Devonport.
All right, OK.
Hey, listen, mate.
Yeah?
Tried to ring you last Sunday night on your Sunday night show.
Right.
But couldn't get the phone.
Right.
We were celebrating.
Well, what were you celebrating?
Tassie, mate.
Oh, having the first innings win over New South Wales.
Knocked off New South Wales. Now, listen, mate.
Yeah?
Why didn't you blokes give that a mention?
Well, I think we did. I'm certain we did, as a matter of fact. But
not today you didn't.
No, well, it really is a football show.
They had Stacky on.
Well, Stacky's listening at the moment, and perhaps he might be able to help you.
Now, listen, I got a question for you.
Yes, please, Don.
Now, listen.
Yes, I'm listening.
I watched that footy last night.
Yes.
Adelaide, was it?
Yes.
They beat Hawthorn.
That's correct.
Hey, Donnie, come on, let's go.
Yeah, hang on, Nobby's here.
Candle lunch is in a minute.
Nobby wants me to go down and have a candle lunch. The pub's been open for 15 minutes. Now, listen.
Yeah.
Listen.
I'm listening.
Adelaide, they're in...
Come on, mate, I'm
Nobby. Just have another stubby, I'll be right with you. I'm talking to Tone. Now, listen, Tone.
Yeah.
Why haven't they got a Tasmanian side in the VFL?
Well, I think the reason is... that
so you can't go with an answer.
Well, I can. I think they're...
You're taking your time.
Well, I think they're testing the water with Fitzroy down there this year in a few games they're playing down there.
Don't want Fitzroy, mate. Want a Tassie side in the competition. You've got an Adelaide side. They picked that from their local competition.
Yeah, all right, okay.
They picked an Eagles side from the Perth. Yeah, I'll give you a side from Tassie, mate.
Fire away then, Don.
From the back line.
Yeah.
Sewell. Gilbert. McPhee. Halfbacks. Buckingham. Don't know about centre halfback yet.
Dirk Wellum.
Yeah, no, Wellum's going to play in the centre, mate. Captain coach in the middle, Dirk Wellum.
But they're cricketers, Don.
Hey, mate, they won't get much past Richard Sewell in the back pocket. Hey?
No, I don't suppose they
And he'd be
will.
Like Gary Ayres. Like, if we're struggling,
yeah,
we put Sewell into the middle, mate.
Right.
You open up the centre bounce.
Well,
he's got better hands than Greg Williams.
Well, he's a wicketkeeper, so I suppose he looks...
Exactly, mate.
But there's only one problem, though. Well, there's only about 12 players, and you need 20 to make a footy side up.
Hey, we've used a few here over the last couple of years, mate.
Bennyworth?
Yeah, Tony Bennyworth, mate. Ruck Rover. You go well.
Bit like the Tucky of the side.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyone else? The boy Davison?
Yeah, the boy, he might have to be on the boundary.
Yeah, Booney?
Booney, mate, Booney! Oh.
Where would you play him?
Booney?
Yeah.
Ruck Rover. They're all Ruck Rovers, mate.
They're all the ones, so... Look, all right, Don, look at...
Surely they'll kill him, mate.
Oh, all right, look, I'm wonderful to hear...
I'm thinking Buckingham, yeah, Buckingham,
Look, all right.
Okay. Tucker, and the boy Cruz, he can play a bit too.
I'm sure we will see a Tasmanian side of the National Comp one, David. Look, we understand the Tasmanian's feelings, but we'll leave that call there.
Mm-hmm.
Tony, the next caller, we've got one coming on the 008 line.
Oh, how nice.
Out of town. Go ahead, please. You're talking to Tony.
Hello there.
Hello, Tony.
Yes.
Tony.
Yes, who's this?
It's Digger, Tony.
Hello, Digger. How are you?
I'm very well.
That's very good to hear.
I've had a very long summer.
Yes, what do you mean?
Well, we played the grand final again and again and again.
Yes, Digger.
I almost started to get sick of it.
Oh, really?
I've probably only seen it 400 or 500 times.
But
when's the AFL going to give us some credit?
What do you mean?
Where are they going to give us some credit for what we did?
What did you do?
We won the grand final, Tony.
Well, you've got credit enough there. You won a premiership, got a premiership cup.
We deserve 5 premierships for that performance, Tony.
Well, I just don't know whether they're in the mood to handing out five premiership flags, Digger, but it's good to hear that you're well.
I'm very well, though. I wanted to... We put that behind us now, Tony.
Yeah.
We're looking to the future, Tony.
Yes, yes.
We're not thinking about the past, Tony.
No, Digger.
We're thinking about the future.
Yes, Digger.
That's why we signed Gerard Healy.
Yes, that's a... That's...
But what I want to know is, why didn't they sign a few other players who've retired?
Who's that?
What about Terry Waters? He was a great player. Why haven't they signed him?
Well, it's just he's about 45, I think.
Why haven't they signed Gordon Coventry? Gordon Coventry was a fantastic player, Tony.
I think Gordon may be dead now.
Well, what's wrong with that? Some of my best friends are dead. And they were some great players.
I just don't think...
You know, you're one of those people. You're against people just because they're dead.
No, look...
Why can't they play football too? I'm going to report you to the equality people.
Well, look...
What about Lee? Why haven't they signed Lee?
Mark Lee?
No, Lee kicked 56 goals in 1919. He played a blinder when we beat Richmond in the grand final. You remember that?
I just don't know that there's any need to sign dead players up. But look, Digger, look, all I can say is that perhaps it may be... Look, I don't know, you might be able to look into it. But I really can't answer... Some of those recruiting ones have certainly... Some of those recruiting moves have been a little bit interesting.
Well, I suppose it's only logical. If they don't sign them up, someone else might.
I suppose there is some logic. I'm not 100% certain of the logic, though.
Mm. Oh, you're listening to the Could Have Been Champions. That's all the calls we've got time for this week. Is Guru Bob there?
Yes, hello. I'm here at Could Have Been.
Guru?
Yes, hello, Tony.
How are you?
Well, I was pretty excited because the football's starting, but then I realised I'm just steady.
Right. And how's your summer been?
Well, a few QNTs.
Quiet nights at the temple?
Yes, very much so.
Yes.
Just taking it one bowl of rice at a time until the football begins.
That's good, but it really starts in earnest today.
Yes, well, there's been some trouble at the temple.
Oh, what's happened down there, Guru?
It's Mafu.
Is he still there? Won't that woman take him home?
Well, I hesitate to say it.
Yeah.
You know, the laws of libel and all that.
Mm.
He's grown a moustache.
Oh, Mafu's grown a moustache.
Well, you can't have that. You can't have that at the temple. We've all got these shaved heads and... Yeah. Well, he's... And also...
Are you sure Mafu's not from South Australia?
Well, possibly. They all wear them over there, yeah. I believe.
Yes.
But also, he borrowed my footy fixture and... for a tipping competition that he was running and he's lost it. He hasn't brought it back.
Oh.
So I'm not too sure who's playing today. So I'm talking about the Crows and Hawthorn because we watched it last night on the satellite receiver dish on top of the temple.
Yes.
Which is really just a cooking wok that the Supreme Master put up there. He's very good with electronics.
Mm. Yes, correct. And what did you see?
Well, we watched Hawthorn playing and well, my master said to me, Hawthorn, MDL.
MDL?
Yes, mutton dressed as lamb, you know. And I've been working on some books over the summer. Some new books.
Yes, Guru Bob.
Yes, I've got a couple of dots there.
Mm-hmm.
From my latest book, The Wacky Fullbacky from North Tarawaki.
Yes. I haven't read that one.
No, it's new.
Oh, right, sorry.
It's okay. And in there it says, well, this is for poor old Hawthorn,
mm-hmm.
as it is written, in fact, on the wall of the 7-Eleven in fresh paint this morning at near my local milk bar. They've gone from chocolates to boiled lollies on this occasion.
Mm-hmm.
And one other thing from my other book, when Roger Binney played for New Guinea, you might have heard of that one.
Yeah, oh yes, very good, it's a very good book.
It's just okay.
Yes, Guru.
Well, Guru, can you give us your tip for final six and Brownlow?
Before, what was it written in that book,
Yes, I've
Guru?
Got one more thought, and then I'll give you my tips.
Yeah.
Yes, for Hawthorn, as the fierce Cossack fighting horsemen of Istanbul like to remind themselves, if you don't put water in the saucepan, you can't boil the egg. I want Hotson to think about that.
Yes, that's it. Yes, I think I know the reference you're getting at. Got to quickly run through them, Guru.
My final six?
Yep.
North Melbourne.
Yes.
Hotson.
Yes.
Adelaide Crows. West Coast Eagles. St Kilda.
One to come, Guru.
Yes, well, it's a toss-up. Collingwood.
Brownlow.
Oh, Tony Francis, naturally.
Yes, sir.
Thanks very much, Guru.
First competition for the season this year, and last week we asked you to come up with any fragment of football drama that unfolded in round one and recast it into something Shakespearean. Could have been from the dramas, but also some people went for the sonnets. I think we're perhaps a little bit easier to go for the sonnets because there's not much difference between a sonnet and a doggerel unless you happen to be Willie Shakespeare.
And Shakespeare, yeah. And the inspiration had been that new movie, Hamlet.
Interesting too, Jeff, that when people were looking for incidents arising out of the first round, there weren't too many who dwelled on Melbourne's 1.5. They look more to Friday night, did they not?
Friday night proved great inspiration to the majority of entrants, and we had many, many, many entries. Thanks to all of you, we cannot possibly read them all. We've selected a final six. It's a bit more than six. And yeah, Friday night was big. This one, far too long, and I did ask for brevity, but this line I thought was very good from a correspondent named Floss the Envelope, who actually lives in Adelaide.
Heather or Helen, I think it was.
Yes, it enter Corns with attendance, and he's addressing the players, but this line I like. Be thou familiar, but by no means vulgar, for trial by video will find thee out.
Yes,
amidst a much longer speech.
Yes, Terry Brady of Ballarat. Welcome back, Terry, a regular contributor to the competition. And on round one, quarter four, scene, half-forward flank, enter George Stone and a drinks runner. George. Who's there, runner? No one. They're all down the other end. Enter Brereton, a ghost of his old self. George. Hail to your lordship. Have you saw not the ball? Brereton. I saw it once. I think I saw it yesternight. George. Stayed it long? Brereton. Not when I saw it. Runner. Come, let me wipe thy face. Brereton. Stay, give me drink. Runner. Have it now. Brereton. For this relief, much thanks. I am sick at heart. I have seen nothing. George. Joycey prays that you pass with your best violence. Brereton. Tell Joycey I'll hit him now. Enter McDermott. Brereton. Rapier's McDermott. McDermott. Oh, yet win it for me, my crows. I am but hurt. Exit stretcher. George Stone. He is justly served.
Yeah. Tony.
From the funny. Remedial English Department, James Manson School of Charm and Deportment out in Brunswick. And it's Dramatis Personae. Rowan of Forster, a scribe. Sir Neil of Jollymont, a judge. Rowan, soft, what voice from yonder room doth break? I hear the voice of doom, as Neil sits in judgment stern, and Dermy doth his penance learn. Sir Neil, the evidence hath clearly shown, thou art a rogue, and on thine own did smite McDermott of the crow. In brackets, 'tis clearly shown on video. Thou art not a stranger to this place, indeed a most familiar face. Five times yet now thy presence here hath brought a guilty verdict clear. Thou art a blackguard in thy spite, thou didst forget the men in white. Still hast thou not thy lessons learnt, despite the rest past deeds have earned? Now this court doth feel compelled, as penalty for whom you felled, to pass a judgment stern but straight. Thou art suspended till round eight.
I like
that. That is good. Just leaving Football Park alone for
football.
A little while.
that's true, Cove. They do say football.
This one from Peter of Cockatoo in Victoria.
Yeah.
Is the scene, Collins Street, Melbourne. The player, the characters in this particular scene, Wayne and Doug, to clerks and football supporters. Wayne, how now, friend Doug? We have not seen you on the Rialto steps for many a day. Doug, I come to search for Shylock, friend, for my ship has not come in. All my fortunes are undone, and now the bookies are on my heels. Listen, and I will tell you. After the game, I wandered blindly into the wilds of the Safeway car park. I can still scarce believe it. Sharper than a serpent's tooth to have Dermot reported again from the mantle of favouritism, untimely ripped. Wayne. I heard tell there were two brothers, and they did play upon each other. Verily! I knew them well. On such a day as this, I have seen them triumph, a team of infinite skill, most excellent running. How often have I cheered them to victory, but now but a shadow. Doug. These be sad times. Goal umpire has eaten goal umpire, they say. Now the crow and the eagle will take what was ours, and football will never be the same again. Wayne, good cheer, friend. I'm for Williamstown. Doug, for Coburg, I.
Yeah. Good. Now, football. A ghost in the form of former King of Hawthorn, Alan Jeans, appears at centre-half forward. Dermot. Oh, my prophetic soul. Jeansy? The ghost disappears. Dermot again. Stay, speak, speak. I charge thee, speak. Tis gone. What means this apparition? To be or not to be? That is the question. The enemy approaches. I'll strike him down. Anon! McDermott. Oh, horror, horror, horror. I am killed. Cameron. Scoundrel, rogue. Mark thee well, thou wanton act shall not go unpunished. Dermot. You eel skin. You dried neat's tongue. You bull's pizzle. I didn't touch him. Trainer. Macca, come on, mate. Awake, awake. Shake off this downy sleep. Death's counterfeit. McDermott stirs. What light through yonder window breaks? Trainer. 'Tis the reflection of the shopping trolleys along the south walk. How many fingers? He's holding them up, you see. On the sidelines, the runner says, it seems we are gone, my lord. Joycey, seems. I know not seems. Something is rotten in the state of South Australia.
Yeah, that is very nice. Tony.
I've got a couple here too,
the shopping trolley along the south walk.
Yeah, shopping along the south. I think the shopping trolley, there will be an incident in the shopping trolley car park.
Tomorrow afternoon
or before the year is out.
And I've got a sonnet too after that.
Okay. And then I've got one after that. And then Jeff, I think you've got the winner today.
I've got the winner, yeah.
Okay, K. O'Brien of Camberwell. And this is a rousing three-quarter time address by Kevin of Bartlett. Something is rotten in the state of our backline. Art thou taggers I see before me? Who are off to suffer the slings and arrow of outrageous Ablett? Thus a thrashing doth make cowards of us all? Get thee to the interchange bench. As the woman doth declare, frailty, thy name is woman. Our debt has melted, thawed and resolved itself. Let us no longer be weary, stale, flat and unprofitable. This is not the winter of our discontent. The play's the thing wherein we'll catch 4 points and a win. Mm. And actually, where's that?
I recognise that writing from competition.
Yeah. Where was from the winter of our discontent? What's that?
Richard III.
Yeah, bits of it were Richard III. I've got one here, which it's called All's Wells That Ends Well.
Is that another sonnet?
It's a couple of supporters walking along. Oh. Supporter one. By the pricking of my thumb, something wicked this way comes. Ring the alarum bell, blow wind, come rack. Our Maggies will fall with bloody crows upon their back. Yeah. Supporter two. Out, out, brief celebration. Our premiership is but a walking shadow. We poor supporters strut and fret an hour upon the stage and are heard no more. Our celebration is but a tale told by idiots, etc. It was very hard not to give the prize to that one just because I hate Collingwood. Ian.
Yes. Now, this one is from Can Sally Ann Save the Bears faction. From P. Mullen of Ballarat has got that faction together. Actually, a very funny drawing of the coach's box on the front here with Cornsey next to Shakespeare on the phone in the coach's box. And Shakespeare is saying, man up, ye bludging varlets. And Cornsey's saying, come on, Bill, give me that bloody phone. Anyway, Shakespeare's Dark Lady of the Sonnets has now been discovered to be the Dark Bird of the Sonnets. He has been a Crows supporter for more than 400 years. Many more Dark Bird sonnets have been discovered and a couple of examples are enclosed. Now, here we go. With flowing Southwark and with Cooper's Brew, we celebrate the baptism of the crow. But though our victory all goes well, no two, the season has a long, long way to go. Be sure your feet stay firmly on the ground. Remove on no account that vital lid. But week by week and round by steady round, move ye relentless on your title bid. At thyself then, take a good hard look. Do what is hard and shun the path of ease. Tackle fiercely, but avoid the umpire's book. And when ye run, run ye in twos and threes. Count no chicken, be carried not away, till 5 o'clock upon grand final day. And the other one from the Cancellier and Save the Bears faction, again a little bit of Richard III borrowed here. Now is the winter of our discontent, warmed up a bit by proper recognition. Then let us, from this victory heaven sent, assess the merits of the competition. The shambling bear, the bounding kangaroo, the sulphurous demon and the saint at prayer, impoverished lion, plutocratic blue, the eagle soaring in the western air, the snarling bulldog and the purring cat, the thieving magpie and the well-plucked hawk, lean, mangy tiger, bomber sleek and fat, the swan expiring with a dying squawk. Know ye, my heroes, know that these our foes are all but carrion to feed the crows.
Yeah. I've got the runner-up. I think, Jeff. Peter up from Carnegie. And it's the tragedy of J.K. and the Hawks. I just can't read it all out, but what it is, it's the Shakespearean and then the footy parlance.
Which means it can't win because it's a bit not quite within the rules, but a couple of funny ones.
Dermy, when shall we meet thy crows again? In thunder, lightning, or in rain? Footy parlance, will I be back from suspension? And gee, I've got a sore elbow. Jason, when the hurly-burly's done, he beateth me well and good, that little smart son of a gun. Football parlance, the bloke was too good for me, I played like a girl. The chorus, seen in the crow's room. Oh, herewith we go, oh, herewith we go. Footy parlance, we have to have the worst club theme song. Enter the Jarman brothers. Darren, noble Andrew, you hath deserved me no less a brother than I. Oh, worthiest Thane, the sin of my desertion is even greater now. Football parlance, you beat me hands down. Is it too late for me to change my mind? Andrew, it is thy that chose. The harvest shall be yours. Remember, fair is foul and foul is fair. Footy parlance, don't come greasing back to us. Enter Lady Yabby. It goes on.
Lady Yabby.
I fear thy nature to Alan Joycey. I fear thy nature is too full of the milk of human kindness. Bring back thy vanquished dipper. You're not a very good coach who should have stayed in the shadows of my husband. The team needs me back as chairperson. My dearest Lady Yabby, we shall speak further. Stop interfering. Jeansy then appears. If it were done, then 'twere well it were done quickly. Footy parlance, 1 week at a time. And it just goes on and on like that. And,
well, Tony, I just want to get a couple of special mentions outside of the runner-up.
That was very good.
Bill of Camberwell has Act 1 on the football field. Enter running McGuinness, Lindner, goal-scoring. McGuinness, worthy Bruce, your spring and speed dost proclaim to the world a mighty forward. Lindner, prithee, see there, behold, look, we are 6 goals upward. We jump to Act 3. The field, the game finished, cheers and flourish. Enter Corns, players, supporters, all exultant. Corns, God in your arms and legs be praised, victorious crows. Fortune and glory sit at thy helm. Celebrate today, but gird thy loins and say, will the matches in Melbourne be as easy?
Yes. Yes. The winner.
Here is the winner from Graham Fox of North Dandenong. Seen the Hawthorn change rooms before the Easter Monday game against the Swans. The players welcome the coach. All hail Joycey. Joycey, players, I give you greetings. This day your foe is the lowly Swans, and although we meet them on the hallowed turf of AFL Park, we shall not be on the replay. But TV or not TV, that is not the question. We must fight valiantly to win this game. A voice from the back of the room. But sire. Joycey, yes, Dermy, what say you? Dermy, oh, what rogue and suspended player am I? Is it not monstrous that this centre-half forward should, in a fit of passion, try to reshape the nose of Macbeth and then receive a 5-week holiday? Joycey, eh, Dermy, but many fouls are not fair, and thusly this shall be the winter of your discontent. But, sire, I want a game. a game, my Ferrari for a game. Joycey, alas, poor Dermy, the tribunal knows you well, but we Hawks shall battle on. Is this a premiership team which I see before me? The cup towards my hand come, let me clutch thee, yes, with this team of brown and gold. Shall we yet win the flag? All hail the Hawks.
Yeah.
Exit down the race.
Hello there.
Oh, good time.
Yes, who's this?
Yeah, it's Murray on the Murray.
Murray, how are you today?
Yeah, happy new year time.
Yeah, well, you think new football year, no doubt.
Well, you know, I'm not ringing up for an argument.
No, okay. Well,
you know, blokes you haven't spoken to, you know, in a new year,
yes.
Usually say Happy New Year.
Yes, okay, Murray. How's things up on the Murray today?
Oh, the dredging business, you know, not much rain, so we've been dredging like crazy. You chuck it out, we suck it out.
Yes.
A lot of people up here for Easter, but, you know, I can't complain. I haven't rung up for an argument or anything.
Yeah, yes, Murray. What have you rung up?
Well, you know, Tone, I've got an old record here, an old footy record with the advertisement on the back, a Golden Fleece service station on the back with Stanley, you know,
yes,
the one,
yes,
proudly Australian.
That's the one, Murray.
And I was just flicking through, and there's an article on Jeff Crouch, and I think all the people on the Murray supported the Royal Children's Hospital appeal yesterday.
Yes, Murray.
Of course, Jeff Crouch is a director, which leads me to this point.
Yes.
This article in the Football Record, dated June the 21st, 1969,
right,
says at one stage Jeff Crouch had ambitions for playing full forward for the Demons.
Yes, and a matter of fact, I know that they're your club, Murray, but I think Jeff might have actually been a 100-goal kicker in the under-19s.
Well, that's right. He was the leading goal kicker for the Melbourne under-19s, so you know the point I'm getting at, don't you?
No, I don't, Murray.
Well, have a look at this then. Craig Bradley, the Carlton footballer,
yeah,
is playing in a district final.
Yes, that's correct.
Now you see what I'm getting at.
No, not quite yet.
Well, see, you don't have to specialise in one area. You can be a jack of all trades.
Well, yes, that's a very good point, although...
Now, so, look, I'm running up for an argument, but can you see the point I'm getting at?
No, I still can't. Well, he is a very good umpire. And are you suggesting you should have continued with football?
No, it's just that, see, you can be a jack of all trades. What I'm suggesting, Tone, is if there's anyone listening down at Collingwood,
yeah,
they could make Gerard Healy the head trainer or something.
Oh, okay. I see the point that you're getting at, because...
He doesn't have to specialise as a footballer, you know.
No, that's true. That's true.
Because Jeff Crouch went from footy playing to umpiring. Craig Bradley does. You know, so I wouldn't worry if I was him down at Collingwood.
Well, of course...
They could make him skills coach.
Well, yes, I suppose they could, Murray. That's a very good point.
They could put him on the reception or something.
Or
put him behind the bar. He could become world champion barman and cocktail mixer for all we know.
Well, I just don't know whether Gerard being drafted by Collingwood included other duties. But, look, that's a very, very good point, Murray, and... Well, I'm glad you made it, too.
Murray, are you going to watch the Demons today at Princes Park?
Oh, no, I'm busy dredging. You know, the lazy holiday makers are chucking things in the river left, right and centre.
You do? Okay, Murray. All right.
We'll leave that there, and as we dispense with that call. Thanks, Murray. The 008 line has come free, so we've got a line there for our out-of-town calls, but we'll move on to the next call. Go ahead, please. You're talking to Tony.
Hello there.
Hello, Tony.
Yes.
Tony.
Who's this?
It's Peter here, Tony.
Peter, it's lovely to talk to you.
Tony?
Yes.
I just want to have a chat to you about a couple of matters that have arisen in the sporting world, Tony.
Yes. What in particular, Peter? Are you just getting yourself comfortable at the moment?
I am, Tony.
Yes.
I'm just sitting back here with just pouring another port. Hang on a moment. Oh, that's better.
Yes, go ahead, Peter.
Tony.
Yes.
These umpires, Tony.
Yeah.
I've heard callers to your program in the past complain about that young digger fellow.
Yes.
He's not too kind on the umpires.
Well, perhaps, but anyway.
Well, there's another umpire. I think the umpires need to have a good look at themselves, Tony.
Do you have anyone in mind?
Yes, Tony.
Who's that?
Young Cumberbatch.
Cumberbatch.
Hmm.
Oh, the cricket umpire.
Tony.
Well, obviously, the crowd have thought about it to the extent that... They suggest hanging, which I think is just a fraction severe, don't you, Peter?
Mm. I wouldn't be surprised if they've got them on sale in the Collingwood souvenir stand, Tony. They've sold everything else there since the grand final.
What effigies of your favourite umpire in the news?
Well, it's been a huge hit in the West Indies, Tony.
Yes, all right, Peter. Look, I'll take...
Tony?
Yeah?
Cumberbatch. He's not on the AFL umpiring board, is he?
No, he's not.
Hmm.
No, okay, Peter.
Tony?
Yes,
just
Peter.
One more thing.
What's that?
The Cats, Tony.
The Cats?
They're back in action Monday.
Oh, yes.
Can I thank the AFL here and now?
Yes.
For scheduling the game for Monday, too.
Why is that, Peter?
Oh, it means we can spend plenty of time at home on the farm over the weekend before going into Geelong. Cardinia Park. Cardinia Park on Monday. For the, well, it's not actually the big one, is it, Tony? It's just the medium one against St Kilda, really.
Yes, all right, Peter. Yes.
The Cats didn't have a good year last year.
No, they didn't. Actually, do you find that playing St Kilda, do you have any friends from town, the barrack for St Kilda, that come down to make a day of it with you?
No, Tony.
No?
No, Tony.
Oh, rightio, Peter.
Tony Melbourne, Tony.
Oh, I see, Peter. All right. Well,
Head of the River coming up too, Tony. I'll keep you posted about how our developments are on the Head of the River front too.
Good, thank you very much, Peter.
But Tony,
yeah.
Didn't have a good year last year, the Cats.
No, they didn't.
So, young Brad.
Yeah.
I know he's done one thing over the summer with them, Tony.
What's that, Peter?
He's got them playing a better brand of football.
Oh, good, Peter. I haven't heard that expression for such a long time, even though they've only played in one serious game and been flogged. Yes, all right. Okay, Peter, look, okay.
Okay, look, we'll leave that one there. We'll go to the next caller now. You're talking to Tony on Tony's Footy Talkback with the Could Have Been Champions. Go ahead, please.
Hello there.
Good day, Tony.
Yes.
Yeah, my name's Morris. How are you?
Yeah, good, Morris.
Yeah, look, I've never got through on the Talkback before, but, you know, I like your blokes and I reckon you're pretty funny at times and... I do a bit of stand-up comedy at times, you know, like I was at Rembrandt's last night at my cousin's wedding and got up and did a few gags, you know, during the speeches, and it went over pretty well.
Yes, fair enough. But what would you like to talk to me about?
Well, you know, I'm a Fitzroy supporter, and I made myself a Mr. Pursue the comedy this year, and I was just wondering, do you blokes know where a sort of overweight, balding, middle-aged bloke who's sort of semi-retired from his plastics works could, you know, sort of get it up into a bit of stand-up comedy?
Well, I suppose the Melbourne Comedy Festival is on at the moment, and, well, there might be something around there, Morris, but insofar as football's concerned, no, football's not a thing to be taken lightly and made fun of.
Yeah, but I know, a lot of these teams, don't they have sportsmen's nights and breakfasts and stuff that and all that sort of thing, you know?
Yeah, well, look, I tell you what, can you give us a sample of some stuff?
Well, you know, there was these two blokes and they were running the paddle-o's down on Albert Park Lake 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And one of them said, hey, you'd better call that number 91 in. He's been out there for half an hour.
You're right.
91, 91, come in, your time's up, they said. And the other bloke said, we don't have a 91. So the other bloke looked out and said, 16, are you in trouble?
Oh, look, I...
You know, just light stuff like that.
Yeah, well, look...
you know, just the old... there's this woman that's at St. Pat's Cathedral, right, and it's Easter time. This is an Easter gag. And the woman wanders into St. Pat's Cathedral and she's totally naked from the waist up, you see.
Yeah.
And the priest looks at her and says, listen, you're not allowed in here. Dressed like that, go and put something on. And she said, look, I've got the divine right. And he looked at her and said, you haven't got a bad left either.
Yeah, look, okay, look, thanks.
You know,
thanks.
Just the light-hearted stuff.
Yeah, okay,
like that,
look, thanks,
know.
Thanks very much,
Morris.
There
were these two blokes.
Yeah, okay, right, look, thanks very much, Morris, and,
we'll leave it there. Dear me.
Yeah.
All the best to you, Morris. We'll go to the next caller. Go ahead, please, you're talking to Tony.
Hello there.
Yes, hello, Tony.
Yeah.
Tony, it's Barry here, Tony.
Yes, Barry.
How are you, Tony?
Look, I'm very well, thank you. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the Barossa Valley, Tony.
Yes, Barry.
And Tony,
mm.
I've been very much taken by the arrival of the Adelaide Crows.
Yes, Barry.
How long have they been playing football?
About a week, Barry.
Oh, I see. They haven't been as long as the Adelaide Arts Festival, have they, Tony?
No, they haven't, Barry. But I really... Why have you rung up?
Because I heard you have a football program and I thought I'd like to talk to you.
Well, it just sounds like you don't know a great deal about it, though, Barry.
Well, Tony, I'm more au fait with wine, Tony, coming from the Barossa Valley.
But well, this isn't a wine segment, though, Barry.
Well, Tony, what about this Adelaide Crows side?
Well, they've been...
Are they to be consumed now, or do you think they'll mature with age?
No, I think they're off the shelf, ready to drink now. It's a bit like a 1980s... They're about a 1988 Riesling. You leave them too much longer, and you'll just have to tip them out, Barry.
Tony?
Yeah?
Are they playing football today?
No, they're playing tomorrow.
Oh, are they?
Yes, Barry.
Well, then they might like to come up to my place for a little sip this afternoon.
What would you serve them, Barry?
Oh, I've got several nice vintages here, Tony.
Well, look, I just don't know whether they're allowed to come up for a sip because they're playing football tomorrow and they shouldn't be drinking before.
But, Tony, I was looking at the statistics in the paper.
Yes.
And right through the side that's been selected for the game, when is it, tomorrow?
Yes, it is tomorrow.
I was looking at the statistics, Tony.
Yes, Barry.
And apart from Falking.
Falking.
Yes, Faelke.
Yeah.
Lindner. And McGuinness.
Yes, you've got that, your McGuinness.
All the rest have only played one game.
Yeah, well...
Well, they should be able to handle an afternoon on the slops with me. Only one game into their careers.
Well, look...
They're only young, Tony. Well, but, Tony, there's a contradiction here.
You might be able to get the coach up there. Do you know who the coach is?
No, Tony.
Like Graham Corns.
Oh. Is he a wine buff, Tony?
Well, he's a Trivial Pursuit buff.
No, I'm into more weighty matters than trivia, Tony.
Oh, look, all right, Barry. Look,
Tony, just one more question. I was looking at some more statistics about the Adelaide Crows.
Yes, Barry.
There's this figure here. It says C and then a colon and then three names.
Yeah. Centres.
Oh, is that what it is, Tony?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it might have been citrus or something.
No, Barry.
Tony?
Yes, Barry.
There's a D. Marshall.
Yes.
He's listed here as being 30 years of age.
Yes, that's correct.
And he's only played one game.
No, he's played one game.
He's a latecomer?
He's a bit like a Grange Hermitage.
30 years, Tony. 61.
Yeah, well, look, I think... Look. Oh, look.
Has he got a good nose, Tony?
Yes, he has, as it turns out. Look, I'll tell you what. Look, you obviously don't know anything about football, but...
I'm learning, though, Terry, just like I learnt about wine.
Yes, all right, Barry. Look, thank you very much for your call. And
if there's no one among the players who want to come up to my place this afternoon from the city of Adelaide if you're a supporter.
Yes, all right.
And have some Salador sales with me.
Right, okay. Just wonderful. But
I'm saying that so you know it's not a recording.
Gary Ablett will reappear in round six. Yes, Gary Ablett will reappear in round six. He'll run out with the cats, pull a rabbit from his hat, show off all his old party tricks. Yes, Gary Ablett's gonna reappear in round six. Oh, Gary Ablett will be called to the Vatican in round nine. Let me tell you, Gary Ablett is gonna be called to the Vatican in round nine. He'll be summoned by the Pope on the day he kicks 13 goals before quarter time. Gary Ablett will be called to the Vatican in round nine. Gary Ablett will walk on water in round ten. Let me tell you, Gary Ablett's gonna be sure to walk on water in round ten. He'll make the ball sit up and talk, and to prove it's no fluke, he'll make it sit back up and talk all over again. Seriously, Gary Ablett's gonna walk on water in round ten. Gary Ablett will disappear in round 15. That's right, I said to you, Gary Ablett's gonna disappear in round 15. He'll go up for the fly, and in the flicker of an eye, there'll just be a puff of smoke where he was last seen. Yes, Gary Ablett will disappear in round 15. Let me tell you, people, Gary Ablett will make his comeback in round 6. Brothers and sisters, Gary Ablett's gonna make his comeback in round 6. He'll pull up in a Rolls at Cardinia Park while all the media are taking their pics. Gary Ablett, gonna make his comeback in round 6. Hallelujah, brothers, Gary Ablett. Mm-hmm.
You'll be doing plenty of shows up there. You'll be there for, what, about a week?
We'll be there for a week or at least over the weekend, so four or five shows, I think.
Terrific. Well, any listeners in the Sydney area, you can have more than one chance to see friends and relations perform. How often do you perform regularly? You're based in Melbourne.
Yeah, we are.
And how often are you out?
That depends, really.
Yeah, we just had a very busy weekend over St. Patrick's Day weekend. We did six gigs over the weekend.
And were you down at Port Ferry before that?
No,
we weren't. It was a bit, camping out's not really our style.
So normally you're performing at least once a week around Melbourne?
Mm-hmm.
At least, yeah. Sometimes it tends to go in waves, but we can have some very busy weeks.
Well, look, all the best with your trip to Sydney, and I hope any Sydney listeners manage to catch up with you up there. And thanks again for coming in.
Thank you.
And one more song, and I'll let you finish off your Easter eggs.
Thank you.
A hungry face.